You're listening to The Art of Daily Practice, and this session is all about rehearsing effectively. Now, when we practice and study, it's often to acquire new abilities that we can use creatively to write our own songs or to write lyrics. At other times, though, you will need to perform something that is already entirely written, and you'll need to perform it to perfection as written. So in this session, we'll cover four tips for rehearsing effectively so that you can bring down the house. Now, the first tip is to start early. Please do start early. Waiting until 3 days before the gig and then rushing to learn 10 songs from scratch is just being downright mean to yourself. It's going to be stressful, and your results are not going to be good. So plan carefully and start practicing well ahead of the performance date. The more material you'll be performing, the more time you will need to prepare. So if you're rehearsing with a band, make sure you arrange a schedule beforehand and make sure all the members in the band can attend these sessions as scheduled. It's very important. If you find yourself procrastinating on this, as usual, working out a workout style routine, as we did in the previous session, is always a good idea. And also setting timers, if you're practicing solo, can be a great way to keep the task manageable and consistent over time. So the second tip is to memorize things very, very thoroughly. Performing a piece live or in the studio usually requires having parts of it memorized, or even all of it memorized completely verbatim. So you may need to learn lyrics, chord changes, and melodies, and even set lists. The most effective way to memorize these is to employ that crawl, walk, run strategy that we've talked so much about in previous sections. So in this case, when you're rehearsing a song, the crawl stage is going to involve reading a section of the material or listening to a recording of it. And then to move on to the walk stage, you'll start performing that section very carefully with a cheat sheet, correcting errors immediately as you go. So if you make a mistake, you will stop immediately and then reinforce the right way to play it. Slowly as you need to, starting at slow tempos, slowly working your way up as you become fluent. And finally, to run, you'll practice performing the piece without referring to your cheat sheet, and you will then read the cheat sheet immediately afterward, just to spot any mistakes you made along the way, and then correct those. So when you're learning a composition or a song, it's best to break it into pieces. Memorize one section first, and then add on the later sections of the song as you go. A really important aspect of this is to practice without looking at your cheat sheet. If you practice with a lyric sheet in front of you the entire time and you're always looking at it, that doesn't mean that you're going to know the lyrics when it comes time to perform without that sheet. So make sure you practice actually recalling the lyrics or the chord changes or the melody from your own memory, and make sure you can do that fluently before you go to play. Finally, if you've got stage banter or song introductions of any kind planned, practice those too, because you'll be glad you did once you get up there with your heart beating hard and your mouth dry. So the third tip for rehearsing effectively is to plan ahead for nerves. If you have performed live before, you've probably already discovered that playing on stage can be highly unpredictable. Songs that you thought you knew damn well suddenly become difficult, and you may find yourself suddenly forgetting lyrics, missing chord changes, getting flustered, and mistakes pile onto mistakes. The stage is a much different place than the quiet safety of your practice room. Stage fright can make you stumble, and mistakes can be upsetting, but with preparation, you can reduce the risk of mistakes and recover faster when accidents do happen on stage. Make sure you know your material really, really well. If you can play the piece without a major mistake at least 4 or 5 times in a row, you're ready. When a composition or a song starts to really take root in your long-term memory and become automatic, you'll feel it. Your fingers will find the chords very readily, the melody's notes come to you without a thought, your voice finds the notes just fine, and the lyrics come to you just as effortlessly as though you had written them from scratch yourself, in the case of playing covers. So it starts to feel easy, basically. If you're not at that point with a piece yet, and it still takes you a lot of focus to get it right, don't say close enough and then assume that you'll pull it together at the show. Keep practicing. The goal is to be able to play the song so well that you can play it immaculately without even really paying much attention. You may find yourself drifting off and thinking about other things while your fingers just do it perfectly. And that's the level of fluency that you want before you take the stage. Because when things get stressful, because of the physiological responses to stress, your fingers and your voice will mess with you a little bit. They will be more difficult to use. Your memory might not work as well. So you want to really make sure it's ingrained before you ever touch that stage. And finally, getting honest feedback is an excellent, excellent way to compliment your rehearsals. Seek honest feedback on your performance any way you can. You could ask bandmates, you could get a musically trained person to observe your rehearsal, you could get a teacher or a coach to come over and watch the rehearsal, or you could even just record your own rehearsal and then watch or listen to the recording so that you can see from a more objective standpoint what's working and what isn't. We are all works in progress, and there's always a way to improve your performance. So with that in mind, consider also getting feedback on your performance itself from a fellow performer, a teacher, or by a recording of your performance. So take notes on what worked well so you can repeat it next time, and take notes on what didn't go so well so that you can train on those things. Reliving your own mistakes in a live situation can be a bit painful, but it's worth the additional experience and improvement. So even if you really messed it up, make sure you watch that tape. Make sure you hear the critique of it, because actually the amazing thing is that you may discover that a mistake that felt disastrous to you at the time it happened didn't actually sound or look so bad from the audience's perspective. After noticing an issue with a performance, though, you want to take care to rehearse it as soon as possible to correct the problem. So consider scheduling a short rehearsal right after a gig, even, if possible. And if you're a solo performer, of course, this gets a lot easier because then you don't have to coordinate with other bandmates' schedules. So, start early. Give yourself plenty of time to practice the performance material. Memorize it one section at a time, and practice until you can play the piece through 4 times in a row without making any major mistakes. And make sure that's from memory, not from your cheat sheet. Expect stage fright to interfere with your performance, and train hard to counteract its bad effects. Get feedback so you can repeat what's working well and learn from the things that aren't working so well. Every gig has its little surprises, some of them not so pleasant, but with careful training and rehearsal, you can handle those things. Good luck out there.